Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Hello, everybody. A very warm welcome to all of you today on your Morning Boost. Happy Monday, everybody. We are here to start your week with some more actionable insights designed just for you, our dedicated educators. So I wish you a very happy and productive Monday. Now, just to give you a little glimpse into the future this week, because this is a holiday week and because we here at AWB Education want to make sure that you are also turning off school and turning off work, we will not have an episode Thursday or Friday this week due to the holiday. So please, don't think about work. Don't look for a little PD that morning. Spend some time with your family. Spend some time with your friends, your loved ones, or yourself in a book. Whatever that is, do something that you have earned during all of this time that you work hardcore every day as an educator, doing everything for our kids. So you have certainly earned it. You need to take it. Please, 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 please do so. Now, today, we're going to open up the mailbag. We've had a couple questions that have been sent to us via social media or through email. You are welcome to do that at any point in time. And when we get a chance, we will try to read these on the air and probably try to do that a little bit more often. I do apologize. We haven't gotten to this in a few episodes, so it's certainly one that we need to get back to. And we're going to do so today. So we're going to open up the mailbag and I'm going to try to share some personal strategies to try to answer some of these questions that we have from our viewers. And today, I think we've got a really, really good one. So hang on here for a second. Let us run a couple commercials, and then we will be back with our first mailbag question of the week. Okay, so our first question comes from Drake, an educator in Oregon, who writes, I have a few parents who consistently approach every issue with defensiveness and even hostility. How can I manage these meetings to be less combative and more productive? Well, Drake, I wish I could say that, well, you're the only person dealing with this, but that's just not the truth. Unfortunately, we do this quite a bit as educators. We have a lot of parents that kind of come into every meeting with the gloves up, ready for battle. And I get that there's probably a reason behind this. And I think that's really good for us to understand that it very well may not be personal. This just may be something that is inbred in their minds before they even walk into the door. Maybe their experience in school was not a positive one. Or maybe this has been a common occurrence for, you know, if you have a student who's a little bit older, maybe this has been their experience throughout school. Whatever that is, there certainly could be a reason behind it. But the first thing is that I just try to remind people that very likely this is not personal. Certainly not the first time or second time or anything. And if it is, that's a whole nother argument or a whole nother thing that we can talk about and how to try to build that bridge back with our parents. But I do think that there are a few things that we can do that we can, you know, help deal with situations like this. And I really think a key is to just kind of shift our mindset and really the parent's mindset as well to the best of our ability. We want to try to get away from that adversarial, combative piece to one that's more collaborative. And so thinking about leading with empathy right away, think about where that parent is coming from. What is the source of their frustration? Is it that their child has had moments in the past where this has been a very common occurrence? Or maybe this is even just a source of embarrassment for the parents. So we really want to lean on that empathy side to try to open that door for a real conversation about getting to some goal setting. So those goals themselves, we want to be collaborative. We want this to be a team effort for the kiddo. This is not just us telling a parent what their kid did wrong or what the punishment is going to be. The end result here is education. We are here to educate all children, whether that's in academics or behavior or life's goals or whatever that is. We are here to form a collaborative team to try to educate our kids to be better the day they walk out the door. So one way I do this is to try to begin conversations by acknowledging the parents' concerns and then explicitly stating what the shared objective is. So I might say something like, I know you want the best for your child, and that's what we want too. This helps to immediately disarm the situation by trying to create this foundation of a common ground that we're trying to get to. I remember working with a colleague some years ago who dealt with a frequently angry parent, and they began every single meeting with, hey, thank you for taking the time to come in. We're on the same team here. Or I can't wait to hear your perspective on this, and we're going to work together to find a solution for this student's name. And I remember hearing these little statements that came from my colleague. And what it was doing was just going right after that emotion and trying to break down that wall that parents were coming in with. And to be honest, it was pretty effective, especially after a few times where that parent started to understand that this person is here for me, not against me. The next strategy here is to focus on observable behavior, not interpretation. When we're discussing the student, I always try to make sure I stick to factual, observable behaviors, and really avoid language that implies something like a character flaw or suggests that I'm psychoanalyzing the child. I mean, this is just going to prevent the parent from feeling judged when we talk about facts that we have seen. So for instance, this could be, instead of saying something like your child is disruptive and lazy in class, I would instead say, you know, I've observed your child. They have difficulty starting independent work. Last week when I was in class, there were three instances where he called out instead of raising his hand as the teacher's expectations were. Things like this give some real true data that helps the parent understand the why behind this situation, and it's not just my opinion. Now, lastly here, I would also rely on that heavy power of pause. So when a parent comes in heated, sometimes our best response is really not to argue, certainly not to defend, but just pause. Reflect back on what you hear. This technique, often cited in conflict resolution training, you'll see this in a lot of areas, but it shows that you're listening, and it can also powerfully de-escalate the tension, give parents the ability to get that off their chest and then take a breath themselves. I believe strategies like this, they really help us remember the words of former U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan, once noted that every great school has parents who are active and engaged. When schools and parents work together, children do better in school. We really truly need to work together to be able to facilitate a working relationship, even when it's challenging. Because in the end, our goal is still the same goal. We want to see their child succeed. All right, to quickly recap that advice for you, Drake, and for all of us that are dealing with difficult parent conversations, I would really focus on a few things. I would focus on leading with empathy, stating a shared goal, and keep our commitment to focusing on student success. When we stick to discussing those observable behaviors, keeping that conversation factual, it really helps us avoid that non-judgmental conversation that can just derail a true team meeting. These difficult conversations are often the most important ones because these are opportunities for us to model the very professionalism and grace we expect from our colleagues and need from our parents. We have the ability to turn a moment of potential crisis into this true collaborative breakthrough. It's not easy, and it's not one that we're going to get right every single time. That is for sure. Just don't underestimate your strength and your ability to be able to lead teams through these moments. Thanks for listening. Drake, thank you for sending in your question. I really appreciate that one. It's an excellent question and a good one to get our week started. Otherwise, Boosters, again, thank you for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow with some more on your Morning Boost. So until that time, thanks for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB Education production, brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.